Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And we get to be a part of His plan as we go forward in Him, doing all to stand. Doing all to stand makes life simpler. The word doing all, those two words together, doing all to stand, doing all. That stands out, that always stood out to me as if I was doing a lot of work. And in the wording, it can seem like it. But I've learned that as you follow God, everything gets simpler. When you take God at His word and you see how wonderful it works and how easy it is to overcome things, you keep using the things that made you stronger. It gets into a habit system. You know, we mentioned a little bit about a negative habit system in the last broadcast and how difficult it can be to move away from a negative habit system, even after the Lord revealed to you a better way to do things. They say if you want to make a change in your life, you have to do the same thing for 30 days to develop a new method of doing things. Well, the habit system can be altered according to how you want it to be. But you have to, as you incorporate the Word of God in your life. So everything, doing all to stand is actually an easier way to live. Doing all to stand, if you stay in the love of God, you're going to be clued in to greater things because you love God. And His written word becomes your normal routine. And when the enemy, he's going to definitely try to hinder you from doing whatever it is you're supposed to do. And then when you defeat him, you those are your countermeasures. You know, Air Force One has countermeasures on it. If a military plane gets behind it and it starts firing, it has countermeasures to make the heat-seeking missiles fly away from the plane. Now, they don't go around using countermeasures every time they fly. They'll be used if they need to use them. Doing all to stand is no different. You don't have to go around rebuking Satan every time you make a turn in life. You don't have to go around making sure that, the word says watch and pray. But if nothing's happening, you're good. But if something's happening, you take the appropriate measures. And you enjoy life. When doubtful thoughts come, or anything that's not of God, just rebuke it. If you have to. If you see something forming, rebuke it. I learned not to take things lightly that Satan's doing, because he's crafty. And his influence works in seed form like God's word does, but it's to the negative. He tries to get you away from God's plan and into his. And he does so by hardening your heart against God. Sin always hardens a person's heart. So when your heart is hardened, then you're more apt to do the wrong, make the wrong choice. And you won't see the life in God's word anymore if you keep, the deeper you walk in the world system, the deeper you walk according to the world system, it starts hardening your heart against the lively activity and methods of life that's found in God's word. As we endeavor to do things the way of God, the way according to the word of God, we easily win, but Satan's ways can't work. He's looking for a root, a way to, something to hold on to, something that will capture us, something that will catch our attention, something that will divide our eyesight. He's trying to divide your focus. At first, he don't care as much as you. You looking to the Lord. He want, if he can distract you a little bit, if he can divide your focus just for a little while, and it'll be so small you don't realize it. You don't, you know, you laugh at the joke, or you see something and you don't deal with it. That's all he want. Because if you, it will, sin in every form hardens your heart. But if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. If your eye be single, your whole body is full of light. And with that being said, if you don't allow anything to alter your focus, and you keep looking to the Lord, your whole body will be full of light. Your whole body means your whole being, because if your spirit and your soul is inside your body. And if your body is full, if your eye is single, your body will be full of light. You'll desire to do what's right. And the thought of doing something evil will be repulsive. But when the thought of doing something wrong for a convenient moment, sometimes people overlook things like that. But the devil don't. Because once you start going down the wrong path, the enemy will go before the Lord and accuse you. And he's the one who tempted you wrong. And if you went for it, he'll take you before heaven's court and accuse you. And then Jesus plead our case to the Father. So it's important that we take time, you know, and do all the stand. I learned spiritual war. I've been operating in spiritual warfare from the time I got saved. And I really started fighting back in the 90s. I always fought if I had to, but I learned to master the spiritual warfare and not let Satan master my life. From the time I heard those broadcasts in the 90s of Kenneth Hagin, of the Authority of the Believer. I always fought if I had to. But I attained much more victory after being blessed by the Authority of the Believer. And it's still available on rhema.org. They can get it to you. You can buy it. And you can listen to the archives of his old broadcasts and receive the Word of God. Doing all the stand makes your life better. If you can live without satanic interference, you can prosper immensely over time. And the things, the natural things that we desire in this world, they're added to us. But the things of God are multiplied to us. When you enter into God's presence and you commune with the Holy Spirit and you ask Jesus questions and you're learning from him, things are being multiplied to you. Like I said in the last broadcast, you'll understand things spiritually that you may not be able to talk about. You won't know how to put it in words. And I know what that's like. I've done that. And then when over time, by the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to put it in words. And if you're around hungry people that want to know God, the Lord will cause you to say it in a way that they can receive part of what you've learned. That's why I say the Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I've been in conversations with people and have been blessed, and I know that it was a work of the Holy Spirit. Even the timing of it all. I was tremendously blessed because God's word works. And there's nothing we can't do as we enter his presence. The things we learn from him, they are key. They make a great difference in our lives. Now, when people are not, when they don't go in God's presence, then and all of their efforts are done out of their mind. What they see, what they think. Then they can't do all there is to stand. They're doing part of what it takes to stand. So they have success in part. Sometimes in order to attain a level of success that you're after, or the kind of life you really would like to live, you're going to have to learn to fight back. You're going to have to learn spiritual warfare. You're going to have to learn some things. And sometimes it takes receiving from information from the Lord in order to get over certain challenges in life. Sometimes people, the way that they do things can be an irritant or a distraction or even a hindrance. But with the wisdom of the Lord, dealing with that person will be easy. Doing all the stand makes your life easy, not complicated. It takes the complication out because you'll do the appropriate things. Instead of being confused, in the Lord's presence, you'll see the problem for what it is, and the Holy Spirit will guide you. You'll know what part of His word to speak. You'll better know how to govern. It's just like when you study Proverbs, and then you wake up the next day and you go out in life and live. You'll know not to co-sign with people. You'll know to avoid people that's corrupt. You'll know to receive people that are honest. And the everyday blessings that God presents you with, you'll notice it better, and you'll be able to cash in on it. Every day we receive golden opportunities from the Lord. And we have opportunities to grow. Every day God gives us new opportunities. But they only, we operate according to those opportunities when we see them. They're available by God's word. And in life, God can alert you to things that's good for you, opportunities that He set before you that are actually good for you. And you'll know it. In real time, you'll know this is of God. You'll have an unction from the Holy Spirit. Sometimes opportunities arise and I don't realize until I ask. It's just like I decided to buy a toolbox I saw on sale. I was going to wait. And the Lord said, no, go buy it today. And I prayed some more. I said, today? I had gotten off early. I had time to buy it. He said, buy it today. And I went by there, and the price was going up. They actually was taking it off sale, but they left the sale price on that box that I wanted. And I asked, I said, I'll buy that box if I can buy it for the sale price. I knew that they were going up on the price, but somebody left the old price on there with it. And it was the color I wanted and everything. The one I wanted was black, and the other one down in the tool area, it was red, and they had already put the sale size on it. I said, I'll buy that box if I can get it at the old sale price. And the clerk said, well, the managers were in a meeting at that time. And the sales clerk said, well, the sale price is still on the box, so we got to sell it at the sale price. And they sold it to me, and I bought it. I saved over $150 by being obedient to the Lord. They didn't lose anything. It was on sale. They were trying to sell it at that price at one time. During the holidays, but I didn't have it in my budget for them. Following God is the key. That's the point of all this. When you pay attention to the Lord, you'll cash in on the opportunities that are available. Every day there's something that the Lord would do. You just have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And sometimes it's not a purchase or a financial thing. Sometimes it's just an opportunity to learn something. Sometimes the right people are in place so you can hear a conversation that will cause you to think in a greater way. There are spiritual opportunities. There are natural opportunities. There are all kinds of opportunities. Not opportunities. Opportunities. Anyway, as we follow God, you'll see Him. You'll see what He's doing. You know, God loves us and He put good things before us. It's almost like a video game. There's something, you know, God is always up to something good. What's He gonna do for me? What's He gonna do today in my favor? And then what can I do for Him today? I wake up in the morning, I say, Lord, what are we gonna do today? What is the thought of the day? What do you want me? What's the main thing you want me to do today? And He'll say, today I'm gonna talk to you. And I listen and I let Him teach me. Opportunities always are there because the Holy Spirit is always there. And if you're not presented with an opportunity to do better that you know of, you can always go in the presence of the Lord yourself. You can always go boldly into the throne of God. You can always begin to ask questions, just believing. Now, the worldly habit system says you can't go before the throne. You can't ask God questions, and the Lord don't talk to people. Now, they believe that because that's how the world operates. But you have to get used to how God operates, for real. One of Jesus' names is Emmanuel, God with man. God with man. El means God. Emmanuel, God with man. That's what He means. That's who He is. That's how He wants it. Jesus paid a high cost for us to enjoy our relationship with the Lord. And then He sent the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. The Lord is reaching out. He wants to talk. He likes to talk. I like to learn. And this is a good relationship. He get to talk, I get to learn. And then I'll talk and He'll teach me greater things. And the world, everybody benefits from it. The people that's trapped in the world, they get to see more light and they have a higher chance of coming out of the world and staying out of the world. And now the Lord's got me doing these broadcasts and people all over the world can hear it. We all win. And all the pastors that go before the Lord and they're encouraged to seek the Lord out and hear Him out, everybody wins. They get to, that church gets to thrive. As we do our parts in the Lord, things start happening. Good things. And that's how it's supposed to be. Doing all to stand is not a lot of work. It reduces your efforts. Because instead of putting out satanic fires all day, we can spend time worshiping God and hearing Him out, learning things. That's how it's supposed to be. We win. Doing all to stand gives us the advantage. And we'll have the mastery not over only our lives, but we'll help others have the mastery over their lives. You know, that's not a word that's used much, mastery. I got it from Daniel. Because the people who had Daniel thrown in the lion's den, the king threw them, Persian king threw them in the lion's den. Daniel was the president of Persia, just like he was the president of Babylon. He was the president of Persia. And they got jealous of him and had him thrown in the lion's den. They had the king to make a rule that Daniel would not keep, and they knew it. And he saw the whole plot, and he threw the people who plotted against Daniel in the lion's den, and the lions had the mastery over them. They couldn't fight. They couldn't win against the lions. The lions won against them and ate them up and their families. But you have the control of your life. You become the new master of your life, not Satan. It's no good to be played by Satan all the time, tricked and harvested. Satan deceives people, he tricks them, then he gets them in rebellion, and then they won't get saved. And then when they die, Satan comes along and harvests them, take them to hell where they don't want to be. And they lost their chance to live forever. They lost their chance, their only chance. Your life is your chance to live forever if you believe God and take him at his word. If you believe a false religion over the truth of God's word, you'll lose your chance to live forever. Because you can't have a foreign God. You can't have another God before God. You got to recognize who God is. That's reasonable and customary. It's just the right. That's just true. It's the right thing to do. It's right. It's holy. So, if you don't, those that don't believe on Jesus and do believe in Muhammad or something that man set up, you know, Nebuchadnezzar wanted. And the Babylonians, they wanted Daniel to worship a God that they set up. But Daniel wasn't in town then, because he wasn't counted with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But his four friends were there, and they would not bow down to the false God that Nebuchadnezzar set up. And then they threw them in the fiery furnace, possibly where they made that stupid idol in the first place. And they saw four men instead of three. And Nebuchadnezzar said, the fourth man looks like the Son of God. That was Jesus. I wonder, is he the first person to see Jesus? No, David was. David said, the Lord said to my Lord. And then the others, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they knew part of God's plan too. But he saw him. He did see him. I know Nebuchadnezzar saw him. Now, it's important to have the mastery over your own life. And not some dumb idol. Not something that man made. You don't want to serve a man-made God. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of. A foolish man is going to tell me that some idiot is God. That don't work. The living and true God, he does things the right way. He kept his word from the beginning to the end. He's never deviated. And if I can follow him, I won't be deviating anymore. I'll be doing what I'm supposed to do. I'll be living the life that's possible for me. Jesus is the true and living God. He honors God, and he is God, and he's also a man who saved us, and we get a chance to live with the Father. And we're not just doing that on we believe God, take him at his word. It's right. You can feel that it's true. There's an unction from the Holy Spirit that is right. And all the people who die on operating tables and they come back and talk about the afterlife, all of them who went to heaven, they talk about Jesus. Nobody saw Muhammad and came back and told about it. That never happens. Nobody saw Buddha as God or as a deity and came back and taught. No, that never happens. Same thing with all the other false gods. and the thousands of gods that they worship and that they worship in India. All of it's foolishness. Everything beside Jesus Christ is wrong. It's just a flat out lie, it's a distraction to get you out of God's will. God made you for his pleasure. He loves us. He loves people, and he loves to be a blessing to people. Now, you can't live a life of rebellion and be blessed by God. All of the witty talents and gifts he's given us, those things will grow over time. If you stay in life, everything about you is enhanced. God's not trying to take nothing from you. He loves you for you, not what you can do. But over time, you're going to do things that will be awesomely amazing. When you think about forever, even in 1,000-year segments, the things you can accomplish. And I thank the Lord for the visions that he showed me. And the things that I know of. I did. I asked the Lord for what it's like on other planets. And what he showed me, you know, there are places where people have never seen. And by the Holy Spirit, I understand. He caused me to understand some things. But he could only present it to me on my level because it's so wonderful. It'll be too breathtaking to see it right now. And the things that he made me aware of is so awesome. If I told you about it, it'll sound, it's just over the top, trust me. God is good. We got something to look forward to. But if you can imagine what would happen if Adam didn't sin but started growing in the Lord and everybody born from his day to now, everybody followed God. Everybody. This would be a totally wonderful, the earth would be so much better looking. Do you realize that there would have never been an earthquake? There will have never been a tornado. There will have never been a rainy day if Adam stuck with the plan of God. It'll be 6,000 years later and man won't even know what rain is. But that's just another topic for another day. The earth responds to man. If man has dominion over it, the earth, it's going to follow what man does. It always has, and it always will. So what I'm saying, if man is blessed, the earth will be blessed, and it'll do blessed things. But if man is wild, the earth will go wild just like man goes wild. And it takes time, but it happens. There would be no famine if people love God. But they leave the love of God, disaster follows. And God knows this. I know this. It's easy to understand. But when you deviate, there's a future attached to it. That's God hates sin for a reason. It does not work. It takes you away from life. And in nature, he put things out there for us to see. There are things out there that will, there are mind, you know, there's a bug like it bit the ant and laid eggs in the ant. And it changed the way the ant thinks. The ant isolated himself and went away from the colony. And he was eaten alive from the inside out until those eggs hatched inside of him and broke out. It was a long, slow, miserable death. But, you know, the ant that once hid from that bug isolates himself once he's infected. It changes. He was hijacked. He was taken away from the colony. Just like sin takes a man away from his house. Sin changes his course and his path. It consumes him. Even if he don't want to take the ride. If he can't get rid of the sin, it will take him for a ride that he don't want to go on. And he betrays everybody he knows. He becomes something that he never thought about. He took the bait and he got dragged away with the hook. So it is with all sin. At first it looks fun, and then you get trapped, and then it gets boring. That's why people need deliverance from evil and deliverance from Satan's, from demons. There's a future attached to every choice that we make. But if we're doing all to stand, we'll make the best choices and we'll maintain the mastery of our lives. Enjoy. Your life will not be a fight every day, all day, forever. It doesn't happen. You're going to be doing the will of God, and you're going to learn how to fight, and you're going to get so good at it that the enemy won't be able to get one over on you. Because everything works together. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is Lord.